From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand in for Alex Chadwick. Coming up, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld visits Afghanistan to smooth the way for elections there. But first, President Bush today ended controversial steel tariffs imposed nearly 2 years ago. The move should head off a trade war with Europe and Asia. White House spokesman Scott McClellan read a statement from the president.
Today, I signed a proclamation ending the temporary steel safeguard measures I put in place in March 2002. Prior to that time, steel prices were at 20-year lows, and the U.S. International Trade Commission found that a surge in imports to the U.S. market was causing serious injury to our domestic steel industry. I took action to give the industry a chance to adjust to the surge in foreign imports and to give relief to the workers and communities that depend on steel for their jobs and livelihoods. These safeguard measures have now achieved their purpose, and as a result of changed economic circumstances, it is time to lift them.
Joining me now is NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne. Don, these tariffs were supposed to remain in place until March 2005. Are there any other explanations for why the administration scrapped them now?
Well, the most interesting thing, I think, that Robert Zoellick, the U.S. Trade Representative, said when he briefed reporters on this is that this decision, the timing of it, had nothing whatsoever to do with a pending set of trade sanctions from Europe and elsewhere after a WTO decision not long ago saying the steel tariffs are illegal. In fact, there was a December 10th deadline for some of those sanctions to kick in. I can tell you that statement from Zoellick will be greeted with considerable skepticism today. But here is what they said. The safeguards worked, that jobs have been saved in the steel industry, that the industry can once again compete. He noted that they cut 4 million tons of inefficient capacity, that productivity has increased, that prices have stabilized, that prices are indeed 30% higher than they were pre-tariffs. And he says things like profitability of the U.S. steel industry has returned and that steel exports from the U.S. are at historic highs. He says the industry needed breathing space. The restructuring that needed to happen has taken place. So it was just a good time to lift these tariffs independent of anything the WTO was threatening.
Mm-hmm. And does the president's announcement answer all the criticisms from foreign steel exporters?
Well, expect them to stand down, I mean, in terms of these threats to retaliate with tariffs of their own on a variety of U.S. industries. But don't look for them to suddenly say, hey, no problem, to the president's call also that they end in these countries any government subsidies to steel producers there. That's something the White House has been pushing for a long time. So far, they haven't had any success on it, and analysts do say that's not something that's likely to change now.
And domestically, is there a downside for President Bush?
Well, the politics of this are tricky. Today, they're trying hard to say they didn't cave in to this pressure from the WTO. The White House has certainly, by lifting the tariffs now, angered some voters in some steel states in Pennsylvania and in Ohio and in West Virginia, states the president would like to win in next year's election. But they've probably made some voters happy in steel-consuming states. And they have certainly avoided the wrath of voters in swing states that would have been hit hard by those retaliatory European Union tariffs.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne. Thanks a lot, Don.
Thank you.